Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 18. Perfection of Renunciation, text 62. Tam eva sharanam gacha. Sarabhavena varata. Tat prasadat param shantim. Stanam prapsisi shasvatam. Tam unto him. Eva, certainly. Sharanam gacha, surrender. Sarvabhavena, in all respects. Bharata, O son of Bharata, tat prasadat, by his grace, param, transcendental, shantim, peace, stanam, the abode, prapsyasi, you will get, shasvatam, eternal. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O son of Bharata, surrender unto him utterly. By his grace you will attain transcendental peace and the supreme and eternal abode. Please repeat, O son of Bharata, surrender unto him utterly. By his grace you will attain transcendental peace and the supreme and eternal abode. Purport. A living entity should therefore surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in everyone's heart, and that will relieve him from all kinds of miseries of material existence, of this material existence. By such surrender, not only one will be released from all miseries in this life, but at the end he will reach the Supreme God. The transcendental world is described in the Vedic literature, Rig Veda 122-20, as follows. As Tad Vishnu Paraman Padam. So all of creation is the kingdom of God. Everything material is actually spiritual. But Paraman Padam specifically refers to the eternal abode, which is called the spiritual sky or Vaikuntha. In the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, Sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishta. The Lord is seated in everyone's heart. So this recommendation that one should surrender unto the Supersoul, sitting within, means that one should surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna has already been accepted by Arjuna as the Supreme. He was accepted in the 10th chapter as Param Brahma Param Dhamma. Arjuna has accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the supreme abode of all living entities, not only because of his personal experience, but also because of the evidence of great authorities like Narada, Asita, Devala, and Vyas. Tam eva sharanam gacha sarvabhavena varata tat prasada param shantim. Stanam prabhasi shasvatam. O son of Bharata, surrender unto him utterly. By his grace you will attain transcendental peace and the supreme and eternal abode. Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthaya Vudaya Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatundeve Gauravani Bhacharane Nirvishesha Shinyavadi Paskadiyade Siddharane. Here the word sharanam is used, surrender, and there is something called sharanagati, which will be explained in a few verses later. Sarva dharman prajaja, mamekam sharanam vraja, ahang krang sarapapyebhyo mokshi syamima suchaha. So this is what's called sharanagati, and here Krishna is talking about sharanam, surrender. And in the purport of the 66th verse of this chapter, the process of surrender is Krishna is described in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. Anukul yasya sankalpa pratikul yasya varjanam rakshisyatiti vishvaso goptrive sharanam varnam tata atmanikshepa sankarpanye tadvida sharanagati. According to the devotional process, one should simply accept such religious principles that will lead ultimately to the devotional service to the Lord. One may perform a particular occupational duty according to his position in social order, but if by executing this duty, one does not come to the point of Krishna consciousness, all his activities are in vain. Anything that does not lead to the perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness should be avoided. Thus one should be confident that in all circumstances Krishna will protect him from all authorities. There is no need of thinking how one should keep the body and soul together. Krishna will see to that. One should always think himself helpless and should consider Krishna the only basis for his progress in life. As soon as one seriously engages himself in devotional service to the Lord and full Krishna consciousness, at once he becomes free from all contaminations of material nature. There are different processes of religion and purificatory processes by cultivation of knowledge, meditation, in the mystic yoga system, etc. But one who surrenders unto Krishna does not have to execute so many methods. That simple surrender unto Krishna will save him from unnecessarily wasting time. One should thus make all progress as once, be free from all sinful reactions. So in other words, surrender has been explained in different ways in the Bhagavad Gita. For instance, in the 10th chapter, Krishna mentions that he's Krishna. He's the source of everything. He's all attractive. And that one who becomes aware of him becomes ecstatic, develops ecstatic love for him. How to get to that, Krishna explains in the next verse, Machita Machkata Prana Bodhyantas Parashpram Katayantas Pramam Nityam Tu Shanti Charamanti Cha. That the thoughts of my pure devotees, they dwell in me, their lives are surrendered to me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss by enlightening one another and conversing about me. In other words, devotional service begins with just hearing and chanting about Krishna. That's how auspicious. And specifically, at the beginning we're supposed to hear and chant about Krishna, how by engaging our energy, prana, and our chitta, our consciousness in Krishna, that one can either become ecstatic, if one is fully conscious of Krishna, or tushanti. One can gradually become purified from the three modes of material nature by the happiness of Krishna consciousness and therefore feel satisfied that one is making progress towards the goal of life. So that's the whole point, that talking about Krishna, like this is a class about Krishna, should be how to engage in steady devotional service. What are the secrets to become steady in devotional service and to perform it with more enthusiasm? And if we want to break down enthusiasm more to our possibilities, does anyone remember what enthusiasm or the definition of enthusiasm is in the Nectar of Instruction? Yeah. In Krishna consciousness. You need Krishna also. That's called enthusiasm. Endeavors executed with intelligence and Krishna consciousness is called enthusiasm. But enthusiasm can also be broken down to care and attention. Care is also a kind of enthusiasm. Priti, affection or love. We become enthusiastic about something that we like. If you go to a soccer game, soccer, a big sport here in Slovenia, You'll find people are enthusiastic for their teams, aren't they? No one knows. What's that? You're a soccer player? Are people enthusiastic about soccer? They scream? So that means they're focusing their attention on it. How many people have you seen fall asleep during a soccer game? Many people fall asleep? No. What's that? Not yet. Well, when they go home, I'm sure they fall asleep. After all that screaming, I'm sure they're tired. So, naturally, we have enthusiasm. The question is what we have enthusiasm for. So we focus our attention and give our love to Krishna with priti purvaka, with care and attention. Shushusho sharadanasya vasudeva kataruchi. Shushusho means we're listening, but we're listening with the idea of trying to, of practical application. And what is the practical application? To do whatever service we're doing with care and attention. Attention means that we're focused in on it steadily and that we're doing it very nicely, carefully, in order to please Krishna. So that's the intelligence that Krishna is trying to give us. How to do things in this world with care and attention, so that means that the soul and his activities will be under this spiritual energy. And when the soul meditates upon Krishna and his devotees in his pastimes, in the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the one quality all the devotees have is they do it all very carefully and attentively, their service to Krishna and to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they serve prasadam, when they dance in ecstasy, everything is done very carefully and attentively with great expertise in order to please Krishna. So that's what we have to do here also. Try to do everything carefully and attentively to please Krishna. Therefore, Prabhupada said, the Hare Krishna movement will go on if it's done with organization and intelligence. So the intelligence is brahminical to engage, as Prabhupada writes, that one should organize one's life that throughout the 24 hours a day one cannot help but think about Krishna. That's good management. Management doesn't mean to only to get everything organized. It means to get it organized for Krishna. So we think about Krishna while we're doing it. Even if everything was disorganized, or if we were completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness, that would be perfection. But ultimately, the spiritual world is organized. Krishna's pastimes is not that. When it's time for Radha and Krishna to take prasadam, the gopis say, well, I'm sorry, we forgot. We forgot the prasadam. We left it back in the Chintamani house. Sorry. Radha and Krishna. Maybe tomorrow we'll get it together. No, because of their love, they're completely organized, doing everything very carefully. When the gopis are massaging Srimati Radharani's foot, they don't break it. No, they do it very, very carefully with great attention, out of love. So love will produce care and attention. Care and attention, without Krishna consciousness, of course, would not necessarily produce love. We can be very carefully and attentively. But if we're thinking about this will glorify me or how I'm going to get it, what I'm going to get in return for it, it won't be very productive. Because it's all temporary. We might get something in return. But if what we get in return we misuse, for instance, we may do something carefully and attentively, But if it's how to rob a bank, the result will not be very favorable towards us. But if we do everything carefully and attentively to please Krishna and become absorbed in Krishna consciousness, that will bring us to the perfection of Krishna consciousness. So first of all, we have to find out what Krishna wants us to do, because it's not that everything's open to do whatever we want. Like, we don't chant the name of Shiva, although Shiva is a great devotee of Lord Krishna. We could, in that spirit, chant the name of Shiva, but generally we chant Hare Krishna. That's favorable. If we chant Om Shivaya Namaha, that's not favorable. That will not produce Krishna consciousness. Similarly, our deity worship or our japa or reading the books, these are all favorable. Going to the racetrack is not favorable. It's pratikulyasya. And that should lead to rakshasi titi, that to depend upon Krishna, that when we become aware of Krishna's mercy, of the super soul in our heart, then we should ask Krishna what to do. And there, under all circumstances, to inquire, is this all right for me to do it? Now, if we think that's pretty esoteric, it's not very esoteric. Because we may want to do something which we know is wrong. And if we ask Krishna, should I do it? Immediately our conscience will say, no. And we say, well, I can't hear you. I'm sorry. I think I'm going to do it anyhow. Because I don't really think you're there. But actually, we know we're doing it wrong. We're doing something wrong. Otherwise, well, we'd ask Krishna. And then we feel guilty afterwards. So where did that come from? If Krishna wasn't there, why would we feel guilty? So, Raksha Sititi Vishwas. We know that if we ask Krishna and then we confirm it with Guru Sadhana Shastra, then that's taking shelter of Krishna. And Krishna will help us, will protect us from being an illusion. Now, if we think that Krishna is going to protect us in such a way as we're going to live here forever, we're wrong. Because this body is disappearing at every moment. Why does Krishna not protect this body from disappearing at every moment, from growing old, becoming diseased? So why do we think he's going to protect us, or we're going to stay here forever? That's not possible. But if we want to come back here and get another body, Krishna will arrange that too. If we want to go to the heavenly planets, we're probably qualified for that. And we want to go to the spiritual world in our eternal spiritual body, Krishna will arrange that also, depending on what we want, what we're asking Krishna for. Whatever we want, Krishna will give us the intelligence to try to get it. But Krishna ultimately wants us to surrender to him. If we know that Krishna is in our heart, the Supreme Lord, why should we surrender to him? Because if we don't surrender to him, we're going to have to surrender to someone else. Just like here, we're living in this world here, we got to do something. So we're going to have to ask someone what to do. Someone's going to have to direct us. So either it's our ghostly mind from our past experiences, our past authorities that we're following. Everyone has an authority that they're following. Someone who's better in something that they can't do. Everyone's learning from someone. By example or by instruction. So we have in our heads millions of authorities, millions of leaders, millions of instructions. And if we don't surrender to Krishna, his instructions, we'll pick out one of those past instructors or past leaders or past authorities and follow them. So we're followers. We're always followers. We may imagine we're independent leaders, but actually, even when we're leaders because we followed another leader. So the question is, whether we want to follow the supreme leader and go back to the spiritual world, or we want to follow some other leader and wind up back in Ljubljana. Maybe it's not so nice next time we come back. Maybe someone else gets elected. Maybe there's another pandemic. So, that's our choice. So I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Because we don't want to find out millions of instructions that Krishna wants us to do. All we need is one and follow that one. Because we need a few of them. But it's not that we have to know everything and then we'll surrender to Krishna. No, one engages in devotional service, especially the five powerful processes, and Krishna is pleased, then we'll become inspired to actually to surrender more. But if we don't actually do something with care and attention, especially chanting Hare Krishna, so we want to see how surrendered we are to Krishna, just follow the, just chant 16 rounds and see how much we pay attention and how carefully we do it. Now that we pick up our bead bags and ah, snick snick, ram ram, day day day. Hey kitty kitty kitty, hey kitty kitty kitty, hey kitty kitty kitty, ram ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram. Ram 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 ram. Hey Krishna, 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 ram ram ram. Hey Krishna, 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 ram ram ram. Hare Krishna. So at least japa we should take seriously. Because after all, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra is supposed to be the yuga dharma. So we can't, what kind of dharmic activity we're doing, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Ram 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 Ram, Krishna Krishna, Ram 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 Ram. So that we should take tears. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. At least that we should take seriously with care and attention. And also we should read the books with care and attention. We should serve the deities with care and attention. Serve the devotees with care and attention. And try to spread this Krishna consciousness movement with care and attention. Any questions, comments? So what did you understand from this talk? Anyone understand anything? What's that? Yes. Good. In two important words. What's the process of Sharanagati? Anyone know? What are the six stages of Sharanagati? Surrender to Krishna. What's the first one? What's that?
Accept everything that is favorable for.
Well, here, you take the microphone. You're the microphone man.
Oh. I think that it is to accept everything that is favorable for.
Yes, anukul yasya sankalpe. And second one?
To reject everything that is not favorable
for. Pratikul yasya varjana. And the third?
I don't know exactly. To believe that Krishna will always help you.
Protect us. Rakshisyatiti. And the fourth?
I know, the fifth. To be always humble.
Well, that's a more advanced one. Vishvaso. To have
faith.
No, this in this particular. Krishna will protect us and Krishna will maintain us. And Rakshi Shad Atma Shepa. Nikshepa, is it Nikshepa? Atma Nikshepa. Yeah. Atma Nikshepa. Atma Nikshepa. To have no interest except for Krishna's interest. And Karpanye. To always feel oneself dependent upon Krishna. Always feel meek and humble. That even if one has seemingly the ability, one feels without Krishna's help, one can't do anything. Okay. Kuala Grantaraj Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.